Celebrate some great local events. My gosh, the successful Empty Bowls.
Yeah, the return of that. That was hard hit by the pandemic. That's a word I haven't used much. We have a new pandemic. That's trade tariffs. But, you know, a huge shout out to the individuals that came and supported. I think there was something like 400 bowls. Just an amazing fundraiser for the House of Blessing. A huge shout out to restaurants and organizations provided soup, chili, and other bowl food items and auction items. I always say that each organization needs at least one signature event, and I'm glad the House of Blessing is back on theirs. We know that our community, like a lot of communities, are seeing an uptick in food bank use. You know, the over 11,000 visits to the House of Blessing last year, that'll continue to grow as we go through these trade tariff issues. A shout out to residents, to people that supported with donations, auction items, foods, but also a huge shout out to House of Blessing for your everyday work in our community, providing for those that are being stretched right now, making a decision between food and rent and other things that are on their daily living account that they have to do daily. So thank you to House of Blessing and all volunteers and organizations that serve the needs of our most marginalized individuals and those that are creeping into that marginalized world as we speak.
Okay, thank you for that. And I have Shed Talks. What is this about?
I want to talk about this. We know in our communities, and during these times, it will be increased. Mental health is a huge challenge. And in the past, we wouldn't talk about it. But I want to talk about it this morning, not only in our community, but beyond our city limits with regards to our agricultural sector. Women and men in agriculture, data shows us that one in four farmers experience mental health challenges. When we look at trade tariffs and the impact of trade tariffs on agriculture and all the other anxiety issues in agriculture, the idea of mental health is front and center. And I'm working currently with local organizations, rural organizations from across Perth County, and, you know, talking about what can we do to support rural residents in the with their mental health concerns. And this has been done before in other locations, especially in Huron County. So coming up on November the 26th, and we'll talk more about this as we go along, we have a presentation of a Shed Talk in our barn, an opportunity for farmers to get together. And, you know, I always lament the fact back in the day, farmers, men and women, could go to auction sales and it'd be a day of or a morning of just coming together. You might bid on an auction item off the wagon. You might bid on a large item, but we just don't have those opportunities to come together, share some food, have good conversation, and just, you know, take away from that what's in your mind. A local farmer just said to me the other day, and he's part of this, he said, you know, when you're in the farm, in the barn in the morning, a lot of the work they do is in isolation. So if you're in the barn on your own, if you're in the tractor or combine on your own, a small problem in the morning is huge by nightfall. And so here's our opportunity to bring farmers together and support them. If you go to Google Gateway Shed Talks, you'll see more information on this. But it's our part to recognize that those men and women that produce the good foods, we have to reach out to them. The good foods that feed our communities, we have to reach out to them and support them.
Okay, thank you for that. Well, you've heard of Elbows Up. How about Sleeves Up, HPHA?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll share this. I'm a volunteer with Stratford General Hospital through their foundation. And after a foundation meeting the other day, there was an opportunity for me to partake in the flu and COVID vaccination clinic to roll up my sleeve. I not only rolled up a sleeve with the dress shirt, I had to peel the left side of my body to get both the COVID and the flu vaccine. It is flu season right now, so I remind individuals, local residents, to to get into their local pharmacies and find out what services they offer. I certainly promote the idea of getting your shots for flu and for COVID for two reasons. One, for your personal health, but also it takes the pressure off our medical services, where individuals, in most cases, you get those shots, you lessen the chance of you becoming sick and therefore seeking out medical help. So all in all, I invite people to roll up your sleeve.
Okay, sounds good. 50-50 opportunities.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about the Stratford General Hospital. The great work they do. I was at the budget presentation Monday night, and a gentleman said, "I'm new to our area, and I'll tell you what, you have the best hospital in the world," and we really do. So their 50-50 draw continues. Those 50-50 raffle goes primarily into providing services and medical equipment. So that's an option that continues. So I invite people to look at that. And something very recently is the St. Joseph's Church has just started. We have just started our 50-50 raffle to support the Stepping Up for St. Joe's campaign, a campaign that's $1 million, and we've reached our $700,000 mark on this. So an opportunity, if you Google Avon Thames Catholic Family of Parishes, you can get more information on the 50-50 raffle draw for the Stepping Up for St. Joe's Front Steps Restoration.
Very good. And next, Strat Esports Tournament.
Oh, there's a mouthful.
My goodness.
But, you know, earlier this year I talked about community services opening up our first next Strat Esports Lounge. This is on the second floor of the Farmers Market. It's the former Bingo Hall. It's also the home for we have two after-school youth sites and youth centers, and this is at the one above the Farmers Market. So there's an after school youth center as well as the esports lounge. This Sunday, November the 9th, they will hosting their first next Strat Smash Point competition. I'm completely foreign. I tried this once, and even John Nader beat me in this world. It's a crossover fighting game where it is one-on-one battles. The best I can say it is where video games compete, like Super Mario will compete against Pokemon. Sonic will compete against Hedgehog. Those are the only names I could come up with, but that's being offered this Sunday on November the 9th up on that lounge. Reach out to extension 5450, that's Darcy at City Hall or the community services. Reach out to Darcy for more information than I can provide, but we were in competition with Toronto to be offering this, and I'm really happy it's in Stratford. So, yeah, it's foreign to me, but I know it's big to our youth. So get out there and participate.
So again, that's the Next Strat Esports Tournament, and that is happening Sunday. So that's great.
But I also want to mention coming up the Bands for Basket, the Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. We're already talking fundraising for that, which feeds hundreds of families in our community. I know you're promoting it, but it's good for me to promote it as well. Bands for Baskets. I believe it's December the 13th. Am I correct?
There it is
right on the wall. So a big shout out for CJCS 107.7 coming together with Kiwanis to raise money for the Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. And the last shout out is we have the Business Excellence Awards coming up Thursday night. I want a big shout out to all those that have been nominated, but a special shout out to Marion DeWeaver for she's going to be receiving the Business Excellence Award this year. I couldn't think of a person that has impacted our community both business-wise, but community-wise. You look at how many events, you know, that she's involved with through her organization. Just it is a real, she is a real honorable individual for this this award. And I look forward to seeing Marion and all those individuals in our business community from Stratford and area that do an amazing job, provide employment. They provide amazing service to our residents, and look forward to seeing everybody on Thursday night.
You bet. That's what it's all about right there. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma. Martin, thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.